Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Prophetess Dawn here, and I am the senior pastor of Life Path Apostolic Agape House of Prayer, and I bring you greetings from on high as we petition heaven, as we go before God's throne. I invite you to enter in, to enter in. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all of those under the sound of my voice, that we will conjoin our faith together as we seek you and seek your face and your righteousness. My God, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Father God, I lift up everyone established with this ministry under the sound of my voice, everyone that you have drawn to this ministry, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch their families, touch their lives. Let them never be the same again. Oh, Father God, let them know that you are a true and living God and you make no mistakes. Father God, I thank you for my family. I thank and celebrate you for our life, our health, our strength. I thank you, Lord God, as we come together during this prayer hour, Lord Jesus, that we will just surrender our will, Lord God, and let your perfect will be done. Oh, Father God, have your way. Let your Holy Spirit meet us tonight. Oh, I feel your anointing. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this prayer hour. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. I thank you for the manifestation of this prayer. I thank you, Lord God, for no delay, no delay, no delay. Lord God, we honor you tonight. We bless you tonight. Oh, Father God, help us to walk in obedience to your will and your way. Forgive us tonight, Lord Jesus, for every sin seen and unseen, known and unknown, that we may stand before you through your righteousness. Oh, Father God, we honor your name tonight. You are a mighty God and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you, Jesus, and we worship and honor you as King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, Father God, there's none like you, none like you, Jesus. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our life, our health, our strength. Thank you for allowing us to make it through another day. Thank you, Jesus, for your power, for your provision. We celebrate you for the blood shed on our behalf. We thank and praise you for the name of Jesus, which carries power. We thank you, Jesus, that you loved a wretch like us, that when we were yet sinners, you sent your only begotten Son. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hear us tonight, Lord God. We come to you not in our own vain glory, but because we trust you, and we know and acknowledge that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. And Father God, without you, we're nothing, but through you, Lord Jesus, we can do all things. And Father God, we release our will. We surrender our will, Lord God. Oh, Father God, cover the souls that you have brought under covenant and covering through this ministry, Lord God. Cover them tonight. Oh, Father God, touch their households. Touch their families, Lord Jesus. Touch their unions, Lord God. Bless and cover, shield and protect. Make provision for those prayers. Answer their prayers, Lord Jesus, spoken and unspoken, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, fix it. Turn situations around. Make a way out of no way. Draw our hearts closer to you. Give us the cry out to you, oh God, and surrender all to you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to your name. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's power in the name Jesus. We thank you for your name. We thank you, Jesus, that we belong to you. Oh God, we are yours, and you are ours. Oh Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we are seeking you for provision for the ministry. We need a facility, Lord God. Father God, we have 3 locations that we've been looking at. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will open up the doors, that you will touch the hearts of those who have the keys to those facilities. Give us favor with them. Oh, Father God, touch their hearts, Lord Jesus, to release to us. Oh, Father God, which you have predestined. Father God, we trust you, Jesus, to make a way out of no way. We celebrate you now, and we make our petition plain, Lord God. Open up, oh, Father God, the doors, that we will have a physical facility, Lord God, to worship in. Oh, Father God, to carry out and execute the outreach programs that you have given us, the vision that you have given us. Oh, Father God, we have some pending grants. We are asking, Lord God, that you will give us favor. And Father God, connect us with the right people at the right time, that resources will be made available to us. Father God, I pray and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I celebrate you, Lord God, for opening up doors that no man can shut. Making a way out of no way. I thank you, Jesus, for giving us a burden for the ministry, a burden for the community. Oh, Father God, expose it to us. Let us share in your burden. Father God, I thank you. I celebrate you. Increase our love for you, Lord God. Increase our love for one another. Endow us, oh, Father God, with your Holy Spirit. Anoint us, Lord Jesus, with the ability to love. We thank you for giving us the gift of love. Oh, Father God, using us as an extension of your love in the earth. Now, Father God, as we approach your throne, as we ask for forgiveness for every sin, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that we may stand before you tonight through your righteousness, we just ask, oh God, that you will touch every soul under the sound of my voice. Let them be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and on fire for you, Lord. Oh, Father God, let the names be written in a Lamb book of life. Father God, that no soul shall be left behind. I lift up my siblings tonight, Lord God, especially those who are challenged in their bodies, who are dealing with physical ailments and sickness and illness and disease. Lord God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bring forth deliverance and healing in their bodies. Father God, touch their hearts and their minds. Turn their hearts towards you. And my husband, my children, my family unit, my grandchildren. Oh, Father God, let no soul be left behind. Touch my husband's family, Lord God. Oh, Father God, have your way. Let your will be done, Jesus. Draw them closer to you, Lord God. Let them turn their lives over to you. Let them walk upright and holy. Oh, Father God, reconcile and restore what the enemy has destroyed. We pray, Lord God, for restored relationships in marriages, parental relationships, sibling relationship, extended family relationships, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will reconcile the family. Let us live upright and holy according to your will, your purpose, and your plan. Now, Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We celebrate you. We honor you, Jesus, for you are a great God, and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you. Nobody can love us like you do. Nobody can touch us like you do. We need your power. We need your power, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We arise to establish our legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory you have given us jurisdictional authority over. According to Daniel 9:4, oh, Father God, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and them that keep your commandments. Father God, tonight, on behalf of the family, on behalf of the ministry, as the under shepherd of Life Path Apostolic Agape House of Prayer, I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 through 16, the word of God said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive them of their sins. I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend to their prayers that is made unto into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and heart shall be perpetually there. I declare and decree that this place is sanctified. I present our bodies as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. On behalf of the family and this ministry, we confess our sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We declare and decree that we have free passage from our prayer to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We command every agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We declare and decree that the anointing of God breaks every yoke, open every portal, and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territory. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. We tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. We shatter glass ceilings. We smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. We declare and decree a breakthrough atmosphere is established. We recalibrate the spiritual climate and declare and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and zeal of God. Baptize us in the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in our mouths as we advance in this prayer. We take authority over demonic and satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activity, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, territorialism, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred and violence. In the name of Jesus, we command that the spiritual climate to shift. We command the spiritual climate to shift. Economic climate shift. Social climate shift. Cultural climate shift. Educational climate shift. Political climate shift. Ecclesiastical climate shift. We command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. We alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for our ministry to thrive, our relationships to thrive, our children to thrive, our loved ones to thrive, our business to thrive, our ideals to thrive, our nation to thrive, our government to thrive. Our economy to thrive. We establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. We war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of this world. By him, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of darkness. We declare and decree the works of darkness is destroyed. We declare and decree every curse over our lives is reversed. We break through from prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region. In the name of Jesus, we arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic host of war in our behalf. We resist territorial strongholds. We sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, inequity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver us from stigmatism, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seduction, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restriction, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchments, traditions, anti-Christ cultural environments. Free us from limitations, handicaps, impediments. We refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanaged. We wear the cloak of favor. We disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. We short-circuit them. We are non-responsive to demonic depression. We establish our superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, and the Spirit of God. For this reason, we remind you that the Son of God was made manifest, and he would destroy the works of the devil. We declare and decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over our neighborhood. It is destroyed over our body. It is destroyed over our family. It is destroyed over our children. It is destroyed over our loved ones. It is destroyed over our ministry. It is destroyed over our pastors, over our covering. It is destroyed over our doctors, over our lawyers, over our government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. We declare and decree that the plans and the purpose of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. His will prevails. Our prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. Our vision prevails. Our business prevails. Our ideals prevail. We prophesy to the four winds that the things that have died prematurely and died and dried up because of satanic activities are quickened and come to life now. We declare and decree that the pieces of our destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together now. Our life comes together. We declare and decree that our money is coming together. Our business is coming together. Our relationships are coming together. Our family is coming together. The blood of Christ is coming together. Our ministry is coming together. Our marriages are coming together. Our family are coming together. Our budget is coming together. Our government is coming together. Our leadership is coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, we thank you. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, we declare and decree that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of refreshing that you promise will come from the presence of God. We declare and decree that there shall be no more demonic droughts, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic drama. We come in the volume of the book. We come in the volume of the book. It is written of us. We come in the power of God, the God of Joshua. And we declare and decree that every impenetrable wall must come down in the name of Jesus. And in the power of the Most High God, we shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. We declare that we are advancing to the calling, to the purposes of the plan of God. The cause of Christ is advancing in this region and every region. We are promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord and King of Kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is King over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness, and we shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority of satanic altars and mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah. We declare and decree that the God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree and declare that the fire of the Lord destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken off of our lives, be broken off of our ministry, be broken off of our home, be broken off of our mind, be broken off of our relationships. They are broken off of our body, off of our life, off of our children, off of our marriage, off of our spouses, off of our business, off of our practices. We declare and decree that evil has no control over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, of the evil control of the enemy. We break free of fetters, fetishes, charms, amulets, good luck pieces, talisman, chains, struts, bondages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirits of inheritance, death, poverty, apathy, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We declare and decree that they are destroyed wherever and whatever the witches and warlocks and sorcerers and psychics, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact to release curses via pictures, clothing, strands of hair, personal items, garments, bowls, dust, blood, voodoo dolls, altars, amulets, bowls, water, brews, mixes, whatever it is, we command it to be disintegrated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to your name. We interrupt lines of communication between familiar spirits and sever illegal activity designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every evil attachment to be broken in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor and adore you, Jesus. You are a mighty God, you are an awesome God, you are a righteous God, you are a holy God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. You are righteous and holy in all your ways. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We worship and adore you, Jesus. Such a mighty God. Such an awesome God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, unbelief, intimidation, sin, and iniquity. We release ourselves from the strongholds of the enemy and over dark spiritual forces which bombard our minds. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand to pray, we break through the strongholds of the enemy by the hand of God, the finger of God, the word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, by apostolic intervention, angelic assistance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we arise in the spirit of Jerubbaal and Elijah and speak grace, grace to the mountains and their diabolical altars. Father God, cause them to be destroyed by your fire. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. We declare and decree that the powers be made impotent over this region. We declare and decree according to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment from henceforth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, oh Father God, that the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There is none like our God. There is none that is powerful as our God. He is Jehovah Gabor. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We will not bow our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of power of the air and establish our superior authority over this region in the name of Jesus. Bring to an end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, and false burdens. In your wrath, scatter the activities of our enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We declare and decree that our minds is free. Our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be opened. Father, clear the path and reach supernatural highways of any satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. We arrest in the name of Jesus those entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking and prohibit further interruption, interference, and interception. We put prophetic and apostolic pressure upon heaven. We command every demonic portal to be shut. Gates of brass, bars, and iron be broken. Father, close every satanic portal. Give the enemy no access to the region that are off limits. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachments. As we advance, we declare and decree that every stronghold over this region is broken off of our minds. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree that the Lord jams in our mind a clear giving, the Holy Spirit, unrestricted and unhindered access to our mind, soul, and spirit. We declare and decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insights, prophetic revelation, witty ideals and creative inventions, divine inspiration, wisdom, knowledge flows freely in the name of Jesus. Every mountain must be made low. Every valley shall be brought up. Every crooked place must be made straight. That we now advance on a level playing field with wisdom strategies and divine tactics made available upon us. Upon demand, we declare and decree that spiritual mountains, relational mountains, political mountains, you must be moved. We break through that which is insurmountable and impenetrable. We break through impenetrable walls and barricades into the realm of the miraculous, into the realm of the supernatural. Into the realm of increase, abundance, prosperity, influence, affluence, and wealth. We declare and decree that we advance past stubborn problems and situations. Inflexible people, we stand in the way of favorable, legal, economical, spiritual negotiations, strange occurrences. We command you to move by the power of the blood. And in the name of Jesus, we take authority of the blood of the enemy that is responsible for building satanic altars, ancestral spirits of inheritance to interfere with our advancement or interrupt our progress. We plow our way through demonic barricades. We declare and decree that every Jericho wall must come down. We possess our possession. We take authority over issues originating from the camp of the enemy. We declare and decree a divine sudden intervention and miracles. We command every situation and circumstance to come into divine alignment. In the name of Jesus, we reverse every curse. We excavate and unearth demonic seeds illegally planted in our minds and our souls and our spirit. They shall not take root. They shall not be incubated, nurtured, nourished, fed, or watered. We destroy them. We receive only that which emanates from the mind of God, seeds of hope, seeds of faith, destiny, power, success, and prosperity, seeds of holiness, seeds of righteousness, seeds of godliness, seeds of ethical dealing, seeds of morality. We resist and avoid and refuse all abortive activities. We carry full term. We break the demonic limitations and prisons, doors of brass, bars of iron. Be blown into smothering by the rock and wind of the spirit. We choose to break out of limiting situations. We break the power of imprisonment over our minds, over our ministry, over our soul, over our spirit, over our destiny, our future, our voice, our family, our finances. We break out. We break free. We declare and decree that we have the authority over all destiny-altering activities, satanic sanctions, and impositions in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that every demonic prison is open. We release our church, our future, our nation, our government, our family, our children, our ministry, our anointing, our influence, our reputation, our name, our peace, our joy, our happiness, our health. We release in the name of Jesus from being controlled by demonic forces. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor and adore you, Jesus. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We break out of confinements. We break out of barriers, limitations in the name of Jesus. We break free from psychological bondage, emotional bondage, physical bondage, sexual bondage, spiritual bondage, financial bondage, bondage that is created by substance, organizational bondage, ego entanglement, demonic sorority, and fraternities. In the name of Jesus, everyone who is plotting against our demise, who secretly harvests resentment against our success, we free our mind. We free their mind and soul from that stronghold. We demand that you let us go. Release us from your heart. Release us from your soul and your mind. We declare and decree that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If we have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father God, free us from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. Father, we repent of our ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow our past to negatively affect our future. We break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglements, soul ties, labels, stigmas, and that undermine who we are in Christ. We command our true identity. We declare and decree that today is the dawning of a new day. We cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional, financial debt by the blood of Jesus. Redeem our soul and the souls of our loved ones, employees, ministry, business, government, and the likes from satanic markets. Free us from the spirit of Judah. Free us, Lord God, from the spirit of Judas. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, associates, business partners, and employees, and all those who have sold us out, free us from them. Father, we declare and decree that we are liberated. Lord God, you have set us free. Father, today, according to Psalms 9 and 15, Psalms 73 and 14, Jeremiah 31, verses 11 through 14, we declare and decree that our soul is delivered and ransomed by the blood of Jesus from satanic markets, power of the six regions of the underworld. Our soul shall not be hostage. It shall not be besieged. We break free from the snares of the fowler. We mount up with wings of an eagle. We employ and apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which has ransomed everything concerning our lives, destiny, and purpose. We have been ransomed. Our family has been ransomed. Our future has been ransomed. Our finances have been ransomed. We secure our future and destiny in Christ Jesus. We secure the future of our loved ones, our ministry, our community in Christ. We secure the future of our siblings, our children, our grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles, cousins, parents, grandparents, in-laws, and outlaws. In Jesus' name, redeem their souls from the power of the underworld. We declare and decree that they shall not become victims of fornication, prostitution, pornography, or gang violence. They shall not beg to eat. They shall not experience homelessness, hopelessness, helplessness. They shall not die prematurely from their addictions. They shall live and not die. They shall not become a statistic or drop out of school. They shall not be seduced away from the love of God. Remove their souls out of satanic markets and prisons. Remove the sentence of death from their lives and superimpose the spirit of life of Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. We veto and reverse the curse within our bloodline. We declare and decree our family is delivered. We break free from the bondage associated with family idols, word curses, witchcraft prayers, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, demonically arranged marriages, brides of Satan, astrology, astrological signs, dabbling in dark arts, voodoo, Ouija boards, juju, voodoo, astrological projections, seances, tarot cards, tea leaf readings, palm readings, in Jesus' name. We declare and decree that our family is free from the dark arts in the name of Jesus, from Santeria, and from every kind of satanic activities in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are delivering us every single day. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Christ, we reverse the effects of demonic injections, hex spells, deposits, places in our food, vitamins, water, prescription. Reverse the effects of satanic implants that cause addictions, cellular mutations, disease, proliferation, deformity, handicaps, abnormalities, disfigurations, paralysis, inabilities, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, insomnia, stunted growth, and underdevelopment, confusion, suppressed immune systems, attention disorder, hyperactivity, bipolar disorder, incurable disease, cancer, compromising of organs, tumors, clots, aneurysms, handicap, birth defects, complications in childbirth, simultaneous abortion. We reverse it in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of all covenants and contracts that we have made knowingly and unknowingly with demonic spirits. We repent of taking counsel and demonic spirits and taking counsel from demonic spirits and satanic representations. Father, we declare and decree that the reproductive organs of our spirit is free from any kind of demonic penetration. Father, we repent from bowing our knees to idols, to antichrist cultural images, embracing doctrines of demons, accepting satanic ideology, ideological philosophies, religious heresies. Father, deliver us by your truth and by your word, for your word is truth. Forgive us for any and all misdemeanors, misunderstandings, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we declare and decree that the evil one has no place in us. We declare and decree our independence from all these strongholds. Cleanse us by the washing of your word. And with the water, create us. Create in us, oh Father God, a clean heart. We thank you now. And renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. O strengthen us, our Redeemer. Set a watch over our mouths and keep the doors of our lips. Let not evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the wickedness of the temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place, in the secret place of the Most High God. Lead us alone, the part of righteousness for your name's sake. We declare and decree that we have integrity, and whom the Son has set free, we reiterate, is free indeed, according to your word in Deuteronomy 32:13 and Job 29:6. Your word says, make us to ride on the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out of the rocks, wash out steps with butter, and cause oil to flow out of the Fenty rock. We declare and decree that our past is past, and we press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, for carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We declare and decree that our feet will be loose from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we declare and decree that we are free to advance from to fulfill our purpose and to maximize our potential. We cannot be resisted, stopped, hindered, or prevented. Our territories are enlarged. We shall not be marginalized, ostracized, or held back in the cave. We shall not be held back, tolerated, beat down, broke down, bruised in pain, chained and hurt, anchored in bitterness, trapped in disbelief or depression. Hallelujah, glory to your name. We shall not be cheated of our inheritance, prevented from advancement and ascension. Heavenly Father, supernatural God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant-making, the covenant-keeping God, grant us the grace and courage and capacity to walk out of the old and into the new. Sever all inappropriate and diabolical soul ties and entanglements. Grant us wisdom, insight, and instruction for renegotiating old covenant relationships. Reveal to us divinely open portals. Reveal to us your daily assignments, agendas, and timetables so that we can operate in the correct timing. Father, we are saying that there will be no spirit, no individual that could cause us to move out of the timing of the Lord. We are synchronized and syncopated to your divine timing and to your divine timetable. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, we break curses associated with idle words and actions. Extinguish satanic firebrands. Break curses. Reveal diabolical cycles and release us from unprofitable, bewitching relationships. Reverse all evil arrangements. We resist and reject manipulations and manipulators. We reverse sabotage in the name of Jesus. Father, free us from the things, conditions, behaviors, mindsets, activities, and people that have lassoed us, restricted us, bound us, soiled us, derailed us, strained us, distracted us, controlled us. Deliver our souls from the mouths of the lion and the venom of the snakes. Destroy the serpentine spirit with your power, even as you lead the children of Israel through the great and terrible wilderness where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought were there. There was no water. Father God, lead us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you now. We bless you. And we magnify your name. According to Luke 10 and 19, we take our place of authority and enforce it over serpentines and scorpions and declare and decree, we shall not suffer any hurt. We shake off demonic attachments. Father, by your fire, draw out the serpentine spirit from its inconspicuous rocks. Cause your fire to utterly destroy it in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that we are free and that you are causing the anti-venomous power of the blood of Jesus to protect us from the venomous activity of the serpentine spirit. Cause its venomous activities to be made impotent in our lives and the lives of our loved ones, associates, employees, ministerial colleagues. Put a hook in the mouth of the Leviathan. We know we cannot fight this power on our own. You are Jehovah Gabor. And in the name of Jesus, we call you to destroy the effects of Satan that Satan has had over our communities, our cities, our country, our nation. We cry out for every institution. Father God, we prevail in prayer for the family, for marriage, for the church, for school, for government. Free us from the strongholds as we declare and decree our economies are free and free from recession and inflation. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree our societies and communities are free from violence, unemployment, illiteracy, poverty, homelessness, rape, domestic violence, lawlessness, incest, terrorism, drug abuse, alcoholism, perversion, secularization, witchcraft, cultic activities, satanic technologies, bewitchment, drought, famine, economic hardship, incurable and incommunicable social diseases, anti-Semitism, abortion, crimes of hate, ethnic cleansing, indifferences, satanic stupors. Father, we declare and decree that families are free from demonic domestic violence, covert and overt incest, dysfunction, hunger, lack, lying, shame, child abuse, neglect, and abandonment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our marriages are free from cheating, adultery, spousal abuse, and breaking the covenants. And breaking of covenants, divorce, emotional bankruptcy, loss of customers and clients, emotional, physical, financial abandonment. Our businesses are free from white-collar crime, bankruptcy, loss of customers and clients. Our schools, colleges, and universities are free from ignorance, secular, humanistic indoctrinations, perversion, gang banging, drugs, illegal solicitations, perversion, deviance, and illiteracy. Our churches are free from prosecution, religious and denominationalism, from immorality and unethical dealings. Our governments are free from tyranny, dictatorship, coup d'etat, greed, underhandedness, thievery, cruelty, harshness, severity, insensitivity, bigotry, and bias. We declare and decree a just and moral government replaces tyrannical governance. We declare and decree that those in high places of authority who mean us no good will be replaced by those who mean us good. Bring alignment to our government and our worldly leaders. We know and acknowledge that the heart of kings, queens, presidents, vice presidents, premiers, prime ministers are in the hands of the Lord. Save our world leaders and protect their minds and their hearts from satanic opposition and seductions. Give them wisdom to lead with verity and compassion in their as their companion. Give them moral and ethical cabinets. We pray for magistrates, governors, parliamentarians, senators, city officials, congressmen, congresswomen, the House of Representatives, the Supreme Court, Justice of Peace, police, firemen, military, state legislators, federal and state governments, school boards, city planners, politicians, and policymakers. We cry out for every system in the name of Jesus. Bring divine alignment to every facet of these systems: environmental system, educational system, economic system, cultic system, defense system, spiritual system, medical system, and entertainment system, technological system, governmental, political system, astronomical system, scientific system. We declare and decree that our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, our parishes, our countries, our counties, shall arise and shine, for your light has come and your glory and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. You shall prosper. We shall prosper and be in good economic health, even as our souls prosper. These cities and communities and counties prosper. We shall obey the commands of God. We shall know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The wealth of the sea shall be converted positively and positively impact the GDP and GNP. We shall know Jehovah, that he is the true God. Our gates shall receive the wealth of the nations. We shall be nursed and nourished at the breast of royalty. Instead of bronze, God will give us gold. Instead of stone, God will give us silver. Violence shall no longer be heard in our land. Peace shall be our governor, and righteousness over us. Righteousness shall be our ruler instead of stone. God will give us silver. We shall not experience ruin and destruction. As a nation, we shall not collapse or ruin, nor shall destruction no longer be within our borders. Gross darkness shall be eradicated, because God will be our everlasting light and glory. Our days of sorrow and struggle and hardship are coming to an end. The heart of the people shall rejoice again as as they place their hopes in God. Our sadness and depression shall be replaced with the joy of the Lord. Our lack shall be replaced with abundance. Our prejudice and treachery shall be replaced with celebration of all ethnicities. The favor of the Lord shall encompass us like the water of the sea. Our sons and daughters of this soil shall grow to be great world leaders, innovators, trailblazers, standard bearers of excellence, honesty, morality, integrity, credibility, righteousness, and ethical dealings. We sever the head of the boa constricting life forces that attempt to strangle, suffocate, stagnate, stifle, and crush. Oh, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank. Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, you are a mighty God. You're an awesome God. You are righteous and holy in all your ways. Let the sword of the Spirit destroy the head of the cobra-like spirit, which strikes with its forked tongue and is responsible for mesmerization, seduction, terror, evil entanglements, manipulation, mind controlling, destiny altering activity, black magic, white magic, divination, demonology, new age, santeria, hexes, sorcery, enchantments, enhancements, dream penetration, deception, and broken focus. Let the all-consuming fire of God destroy the python-like spirit that overwhelms, creates false burdens, exasperates, and swallows up blessings. Everything that the enemy has swallowed up, overwhelmed, exasperated, we command it to be spit out, coughed up, and released. We command our children to be released, our marriage to be released, our money to be released, our business to be released, our opportunities to be released, our riches to be released, our destiny to be released, our success to be released, our houses to be released, our purpose to be released, our miracles to be released in the name of Jesus. Release our blessings. Father God, we will give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you and bless you and we honor your holy name. We know that you are hearing us even now. We just stop by We just stop to release our praise. Oh, Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor because we recognize that without prayer, it seems as if nothing occurs. Father, we begin to prevail into higher power of prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We shift into the position of dominion authority. We thank you, God, for those, Lord Jesus, under the sound of our voice. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, that their lives are turned around. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the God of turnaround. Things will change. They've got to change. Father, we petition the throne room of heaven. We thank you, oh God, that even as we prevail in prayer, oh Jesus, you are hearing us tonight. Oh Father God, that there may be breakthrough in the lives of those under the sound of my voice. There are many in the Bible that raised their heart and their spirit because they understood that if you do not intervene, that there will be no intervention. Even as the children of Israel cried out to you, Lord Jesus, you sent them deliverers. Father God, today we cry out to you. Let them come out of the grave. Let them come out of the wall. We cry out to the Son. Oh, Jesus, be there for us. Come out, oh God, as our rescuer and our redeemer. We call the sons of God forth. We command them to be released in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, release everything that the enemy has illegally held up and held back. Let the power of the Holy Ghost and the power from on high destroy the rattlesnake-like spirit that causes us venomous contamination, malicious gossips. Oh, Jesus, let their tongues be cleansed. Let their tongues cling to the roof of their mouths. This spirit causes toxic and nauseous relationships. It causes pain, discomfort. It causes confusion. It causes hemorrhaging of joy, peace, finances, natural spiritual resources. Father, we declare and decree that there will be no more hemorrhaging. Our joy will not leak out. Our peace will not leak out. Our resources will not hemorrhage anymore. Bind up the wound. Father God, we declare and decree that the deterioration, disorientation, disillusionment, and devastation are destroyed. Every kind of fatality that the spirit causes is reversed. Allegations, abuse, relationships, and death. We declare and decree that this is reversed. We are freed. Our children are freed. Our loved ones are freed. We intervene right now through prayer, and we intercept the activities of the spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that we shall not hold bitterness, falsehood, jealousy, slander, envy, deviant or offenses in our hearts towards anyone. These spirits shall not control us, free us from negative emotions. Father, we come against hunters of the night, those that camouflage themselves and those that slide under rocks and hide, awaiting the right moment to strike at us. We pull the covers off of their charades. We declare and decree that the camouflage, falsehood, solidarity, duplicity, and hypocrisy shall be exposed. We pull the covers off. We declare and decree that they are exposed. The camouflage and falsehood is exposed in the name of Jesus. Duplicity, fraudulent activities, disloyalty, and deception, we destroy you by the blood of Jesus, by the power of God. We declare and decree every weapon formed against us is impotent. Every threat fails. Every evil curse is reversed and sent back to its original originator, double fold, every spiritual snake, wolf, and sheep clothing, raven, vulture, leech, and vampire is paralyzed in Jesus' name. Father, destroy the anaconda-like spirit. Deliver us from the great waters, water spirit, spirits of the deep, spirits of the underworld. Father, we declare and decree, we shall not be overwhelmed or drawn in sorrow, sadness, depression, helplessness, hopelessness, death. In the name of Jesus, you have set us free. And therefore, we are set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, that we are coming out. We are not losing our breath. We are not losing control. Father, you are in control of our lives. In Jesus' holy name, thank you. Hallelujah. We are like Job. We are saying, though you slay us, yet will we trust you. For we know you are our Redeemer. Father, cause terror to strike their hearts. Oh, with your glory. In the name of Jesus, thunders and hailstones. Destroy them with coals of fire. Fire glands, lightning, make bright your arrows and stop them in their path. Make their poisonous fangs like weapons ineffective. Break their fangs. Grant us immunity by the antiviral effect of the blood of Jesus. Destroy the serpent's eggs. Hallelujah. The nesting, pestering, and incubating before they hatch. Destroy the viper-like spirit. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that even as it's nesting and pestering, we declare that we will not be harmed by the spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Ahithophel, Absalom, Haman, Sambalah, Tobiah, Pharaoh, and Cain. Let the sword of our enemies pierce their own hearts when he binds his bow. Let it be irreparable, irreparably broken. Let their arrows disintegrate, extinguish the fire of the fiery flying serpent and cause it to fall as its own death and destruction. Let the enemy be turned back and brought to confusion, to devise that brought to confusion that devise our hurt. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bruise the head of the enemy and wound his hairy scalp of the wicked. Let him be slain by his own evil and never rise up again. Let the deceptive spirit of Laman, which operates in the marketplace, be exposed. Close him with shame and dishonor as you cause us to triumph over him. We take authority over human spirits which are being used as demonic hosts, hotels, and guest houses, whether they are friends, relatives, business partners, colleagues, associates, spiritual sons and daughters, or proteges. Father, expose their hearts, expose their motives and intentions and the intentions of fake friends and false friends in the name of Jesus, and associates and employees and colleagues. Bring their masquerade to a halt. Uncover the true identity. Expose their hidden agendas. Reveal the driving forces behind their diabolical assignment. Let their inquiries, fault-finding mission, astral projections, and suggestions fail. Let their evil inquiries, fault-finding missions, astral projections, and suggestions fail. Let them fail now in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that your hand is stretched forth, causing the evil eyes of satanic surveyors and surveillance to be blinded. Destroy envious rivalry and competition. Break the backbone of conspiracy, tyranny, and treachery. Bind satanic watches of those that peer through the use of astrology and cultic devices. Cause the ears of eavesdropping spirits to become deaf. We resist antagonistic spirits, anxious spirits, irritating spirits, irrational spirits, argumentative spirits, frustrating spirits, retaliatory spirits, provocatory spirits, lying spirits, defying spirits, deceptive spirits to be destroyed. Every abortive spirit, Philistine spirit, Amorite spirit, Pharaoic spirit be destroyed. We come against the mind-numbing and controlling spirit and prohibit you from hijacking compelling thoughts emanating from the mind of Christ, divine insights and revelation, creative ideals and witty inventions, wisdom, our cutting-edge concepts, strategies, and tactics. Those things that you prevent from flowing, we declare and decree that they shall flow. Our ideals shall flow. Our wisdom shall flow. Our cutting edge concepts shall flow. And we will be on the cutting edge, in a competitive edge, in our industry, in our field, in the name of Jesus. We bind satanic networks and alliances, that their evil communications be confused and confound their minds, divide the tongues, and bring their plans to naught. Put shame to those that seek our demise in the name of Jesus, according to your word in Psalm 69, 22 through 28. The word of God, let their table become a snare before them. Overturn their table. Overturn them. That which had been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they shall not see, and make their loins continually shake. Pour out your indignation upon them. And in the name of Jesus, let their wrathful anger take a hold on them. Take a hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. Let none dwell in their homes. Let their inhabitation or places, let them not dwell in their homes, their habitation or places. Add iniquity unto their unto their iniquity, and let them not come into righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteousness. I resist, we resist advancement to destroy our life, our influence, our ministry, our business, our prosperity, our relationships and opportunity. We break out of satanic bondage and resist bewitchment. Father, sever illegal spiritual attachments, covenants, contracts, obligations, vows. In the name of Jesus, we reverse satanic contaminations. Cause the blood of Jesus to purify and decontaminate our soul and our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we break free from every evil thought, psychic power, projection, suggestion, innuendos that have been designed to discourage, mislead, or confuse. Destroy every spiritual transference, cancel illegal soul ties, ego entanglements. Unravel and sever ego entanglements. Wash us and we shall be clean. Free us from satanic emotional manipulations. We nullify the spirit of sabotage, seduction, and deception. We shall not be undermined, underestimated, and undervalued. We nullify defamation of character through slander. We reverse bad reputation and stigmatization by association. We declare that all contamination are eradicated by the blood of Jesus. We declare our name is associated with honesty, integrity, righteousness, holiness, uprightness, and purity. Frustrate and bring to naught the evil. Frustrate and bring to naught the evil prognosticators. Father, reverse evil decrees. Disappoint those operating in the spirit of Haman as you overrule and veto diabolical originated legislation, policies, and regulations. Expose and disgrace the enemy and all their schemes, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and devious ways. We put up a resistance. Let the fire of God destroy the activities of the enemy, those that have constructed satanic snares, demonic traps. Let their plans be voided and our shyness frustrated. Unveil and expose evil collaborations. Let those who have gathered be scattered, never to be regrouped again. Let their eyes be darkened, that they shall not see. Their ears be blocked, that they shall not hear. Let them seek the sustenance out of desolate places. Stretch forth your hands against them and cover them with reproach, dishonor, and shame. Prosecute them with a tempest of judgment and a storm of displeasure. Make them afraid of the arrows by day and a terror by night. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Choose closed doors. Close every door and gate of Satan. Prohibit him from access to our property. Be our fire by night and smoke by day. Let not the enemy track or trace us as we advance in our kingdom assignment and fulfill our purpose. Cause every satanic agent assigned to hold up or slow down our blessings be frustrated, foiled, and hindered from fulfilling their assignment. Let every prophetic word be manifested in their proper time and season. Father, we reiterate our times are in your hand. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. We honor your holy name. For your name is great, and it is greatly to be praised. Lord God, let every and all demonic activities associated with financial hardship, failure, and setback be terminated. Father, paralyze that which hinders us from moving into greatness. Roll the rocks and boulders away that are blocking our financial, social, physical, and spiritual breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Neutralize the effects of all satanic operations. Overthrow satanic tables and negotiations, tables of negotiation, consultation, and exchange. We declare and decree every table is overthrown. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Destroy every evil device, strategy, and technology fashion for our failure. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Through Christ Jesus, we bulldoze our way past demonic doorkeepers and keepers of the gate. Cut asunder the gates of brass and the bars of iron. Open our eyes and ears to the things of the Spirit. Overthrow and overrule the assignments of the spirits that will cause spiritual blindness, deafness, and cause our voice to be muted. We lift up our voice like the trumpet of Zion, and we declare Jesus is Lord. We declare and decree his rule and reign over our lives and this region. For this reason, the Son of God has been made manifest that he would destroy the works of the enemy, pierce the darkness with the light of your presence, illumination, wisdom, insight, and power. Let not darkness comprehend, apprehend, or prevent it from fulfilling its assignment. We bind up every strong man associated with spiritual blindness. We declare and decree our inability to hear from our assignment is reversed And we declare and decree that the enemy's inability to hear from our assignment is bound in the name of Jesus. We command prison and walls to come down. We break through all anti-destiny, anti-purpose, anti-passion, anti-divine, and anti-success, anti-prosperity, anti-Christ demonic forces. We command you to come down, and we break you by the blood of Jesus. By you, God, we run through troops. By you, we leap over walls into new realms of unlimited possibilities and opportunities, a realm which has no limits and no boundaries. We break our way into wealthy places. We tap into, thrive, prosper, and sustain into the realm of the supernatural. We declare and decree that you we live, that in you we live, in you we breathe, in you we have our being. We live in the prophetic Goshen. Oh God, we declare and decree that our spheres of influence are now enlarged. Every spirit that causes abortions and accidents, whether by waterway or highway or by way, we take authority over it now. We bind you by divine firewalls and smoke screens. We bind you by divine firewalls and smoke screens. We declare and decree that your satanic GPS system malfunction and irreparably destroy every illegitimate activity. We arrest in the name of Jesus and reverse your effects. Jehovah, you have given us authority over all power of the enemy. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force. We therefore possess the possessions, and we take it by force in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We declare according to Psalm 92, verses 8 and 14, that the Lord is the Most High forever. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish. All workers of iniquity shall be scattered. For my horn shall thy exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I will be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes shall see my desire and see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear of my desire for the wicked that shall rise against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourish. We declare and decree that our times are in your hands. Therefore, we are released from demonic cycles, seasons, calendars, timetables. We are synced in season and in sequence. We activate good times and blessed moments and destroy the spirit which controls bad times, hard times, and struggling times. Since our times are in your hand, we declare and decree that this year and the years to come shall be filled with mind-blowing supernatural occurrences that will bring us great joy. We dislodge demonic anchors that keep us in old cycles of poverty, hardship, lack, struggle, chronic sickness, and disease. We destroy those anchors now by the word, by the blood of the Spirit. We are anchored in the Lord. We declare and decree that our struggle is over. We declare and decree sudden surprises, supernatural increase, supreme delight in the Lord. Sustainable glory, favor, wealth, riches, power, and influence. We are anointed for a season. All things are passed away, and behold, things have become new. With this anointing, we enter into a new season and declare a new season of strength, peace, wholeness, focus, prosperity, and in ministry and in glory. We declare and decree that our head will never lack fresh oil. We increase density, consistency, and potency in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that this oil acts as a seal of approval upon our lives. It endorses us, equips us, empowers us, makes room for us, causes us to live in the overflow, ushers us into prophetic destiny and prominence through Jesus, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him that works all things according to counsel of His will. We seal, hallelujah, this prayer in the name of Jesus by the power of His blood and the word of His Spirit. Now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask or even imagine, according to the power that works within Him and in us. Father God, we seal this prayer tonight through our faith. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that You will have Your way. Oh, Father God, dispatch Your angels to do that which You have commissioned them to do in each and every one of our lives. And we pray, Lord Jesus, for immediate manifestation of Your glory over this prayer. In Jesus' name, walk with us, talk with us, be with us, Lord Jesus. We need You, Lord. We honor You, Jesus. We thank You in advance, and we will be faithful to give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory, to let the world know that we serve a true and living God. Use us, Jesus. Have Your way in our hearts, our minds, and even in our souls. Let Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we thank You, Jesus, for the provision and the power that You have given us. Let Your anointing flow. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Your name. Thank You, Jesus.